Okay, let us start. Masechta Shavuos, new Masechta, broadcasting from Camp Masora. And it's a great summer project. Anybody knows any friends that want to join? Just 49 days, Siyata Deshmaya. The Masechta Shavuos is 49 blot. It's some of the minig to learn it. The Chasam Sofer used to learn Shavuos between Pesach and Shavuos. It's really 48 blot. It goes through Daf Mem Tes. Used to chaz with the whole Masechta on the last day. So that's what they did, Masechta Shavuos. But again, it's about Shavuos. What does it have to do with Har Sinai? Shavuos, as we know, is all about different oaths, different koach of Dibur that we have. And that's what Har Sinai is about. The oath that we took to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's why the Chasam Sofer had a minute of learning it in the time between Pesach and Shavuos. But we're going to learn it, Baruch Hashem, in the time between the Shavuos of Tammuz today and Rosh Chodesh Elul, a little bit after Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's a really fascinating Masechta, as we'll see. It discusses a lot of different ideas. The first part of the Masechta is all about Tumah V'Tahara, as we will see. Just as an introduction, the Rambam, two Rambams that one has to start with when one learns Masechta Shavuos. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos and the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Toim V'Nitan. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos knows that there are four types of Shavuos, of oaths that we can make on our own, meaning to contrast it to the ones that Beis Din makes you swear. That's what we'll get to in a second. But there are four types of Shavuos. The Rambam said at the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos. What are they? Number one is Shavuos Bitui, as we'll talk about Be'ez Hashem today. Shavuos Bitui, literally, Levate is to express. I make a Shavuah, I express something. What does that mean, Shavuos Bitui? So we'll see. The Rambam says there are four types of Shavuos Bitui. As we'll see in the Mishnah today, I swear I'm going to eat a cookie today. I swear I'm not going to eat a cookie today. I swear I ate a cookie today. I swear I didn't eat a cookie today. All of those are Shavuos Bitui. It could be about future, it could be about past, and it could be do or don't. Those are the four types of Shavuos Bitui. That's the number one type of Shavuos Bitui. If I swear falsely, then obviously it's a Shavuos Bitui that's an Avera. If I just swear, I swear I'm going to eat a cookie, that I eat a cookie, that it's just an issue of, Chazal say we should stay away from making oaths, but it's not a specific Avera. So Shavuos Bitui is number one, as the Rambam says. Number two, Shavuos Bitui, you know, Hegesel, but the Rambam Shevshel, Asosan, okay, it has to do with something that is possible to do. I swear I'm going to throw a stone, I swear I'm going to eat, I swear that I threw a stone, that is all number one. Number two, second type of Shavuah is Shavuos Shav. Shavuos Shav. So how do you translate shav? So shav might mean false. It also might mean useless. If I swear that a rock is a rock, so I don't swear about anything I'm going to do, that's a Shavuos Bitui. I just swear about a mitzias. I swear a rock is a rock. I swear a tree is a rock. So both of those are Shavuos shavs, right? Those are useless, false Shavuos, right? Ha'acha. So you swear all the different categories of Shavuos shav. Shenishma al davar hayadua she'eino kein. You swear about that a man is a woman, that a woman is a man, that a gold is silver, etc., etc. Shnia, the second type of Shavuos Shav is you swear about something. You swear about the heaven is the heavens and the stone is a stone. That's all Shavuos Shav. Another type of Shavuos Shav. There are four types of Shavuos Shavs. Another type of Shavuos Shav is I swear to be mevata l'mitzvah. It's also a useless Shavuah because it's meaningless. I already took a Shavuah. As Chazal say, mushba v'yomin mehar sinaihu. I'm already mushba. You can't have a shvuah that's chal on a shvuah. If I swear that I'm not going to wear tzitzis today, I'm not going to wear tefillin today. It's interesting. The Rambam gives that example. You might think tzitzis is really a mitzvah kiyumis, not a chiyuvis. It's only if you have a four corner garment. But the Rambam gives that example. Shenishba shelo yisateif batzitzis v'shaluyo b'shvilin v'lo yeshiv b'suka b'chagasukis v'lo yochal matzah. Oshe yisane b'shabbos v'im tovim. I swear that I'm going to fast on Shabbos and Yontif. All of those are shvuas. Shavs, also a third type. Again, shav means false or useless. Because it's useless, it's going to be false, because you can't not sit in a sukkah. And then before, if I swear to do something that's impossible, I swear that I'm going to fly to the moon without a rocket ship, right? I swear that I'm going to, I'm not going to sleep for 3 days, right? So all of those are shvuas shavs. That's a fourth type of useless, false shvua. Nishba shlo yishen shlo shiyamim, laila v'yom ritzufim, shlo yitom klum, shivas yamim ritzufim. All of those are examples of shvuas shavs. So that is number three. So we have shvuas bitui, we have shvuas shav. Each of those have four in them. And then, again, half of learning a new masechta is getting the groundwork, getting the framework for the entire Masechta and everything. We can look back to these frameworks as we get through it in the Masechta. So number three is Shavuos HaPikadon. Number three and number four are Mefurish Psukim in Parshas Vayikra. Shavuos HaPikadon is I give somebody something to watch, a Pikadon, and then he swears that he has it. I swear you didn't give me something. It's not dafka pikadon. If my friend has any object of mine, because he found it, because he stole it, because I gave it to him to watch, any of those, and he swears that he doesn't have it, and then it comes out later that he does, that's called shvuas hapikadon. Kol mi sheish mamon chaveiro biyado, bein pikadon, bein milveh. Right, if he owes me money, if I lend him money, oshagozlo, ashko, if my friend has any type of object of mine, and v'tava mimenu, and I'm toveah him, v'kafar bo, and he denies it, hariz over below sase. And he swears it, and he gets, that's shvuas ha-pikadam. Number three. And number four is shvuas ha-edus. Shvuas ha-edus, meaning if somebody knows testimony on my behalf, and I try to get him to come to court, then he swears he does not know. If somebody's a witness that, so I lent somebody $1 million, and I say, could you come testify in court? He's like, I swear, I don't know any testimony for you. And it ends up that he did. There are all these different rules and regulations of Shvuas Eidus. That's later in the Masechta. So that is Shvuah type 4. So again, those are the four Shvuas that a person could, four non-Bezdin motivated Shvuas. That's Shvuas Bitui, Shvuas Shav, Shvuas HaPikadon, and Shvuas Eidus. That's Perek Aleph in Hilcha Shvuas in the Rambam. That is number one Rambam that want us to do as a Hakdama. Number two Rambam that want us to know is the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Toin V'Nitan. Toin V'Nitan, all of a sudden we're talking about between different parties. Toin V'Nitan. So that's the second halacha in Hilchas Toin V'Nitan. The Rambam says there are three Shvuas Daraisa that Bezdin can make somebody swear. Three Shvuas Daraisa. There are a lot of Shvuas Darabanans. That's what we're going to get to later. There's a whole parak later in the Masechta about the Shvuas Darabanans. But there are three Shvuas Daraisa that Bezdin will make a person swear in different contexts. What are those? That is Modeh B'Mitzvos. Somebody admits to part of a claim. You owe me 100, I only owe you 50. So Bezdin is going to make him swear Daraisa on the other 50 that he doesn't owe. Shvuas Modeh B'Mitzvos. Shvuas Eid Echad. If somebody comes to court with one witness, if I bring two witnesses to court, then you have to pay me. Two witnesses are enough to be mechayev mamon. But if I only bring one witness to court, so eid echad we know is kam l'shvua. A lot of lumdis, hopefully we'll talk about it, Baruch Hashem, sometime in this masechta, or at some point, is one witness really half of two? Is it a different mechayev totally? A lot of lumdis there. But that is shvuas eid echad. Shvuas eid echad is enough to make you swear that I bring one that you owe me money, you have to swear that you don't owe me money. Shvuas daraisa. And number three is shvuas ha-shomrim. All the Shvuas Shomrim, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, all the categories are from Maseches Bava Metzia. That is category three of Shvua D'Oraisa. Right? All of those, if you think about it, are Nishpa V'Niftar. All of those are swearing at your potter. You swear that you don't know the other 50. You swear you don't know money. You swear nothing happened to the object. All of those are Nishpa V'Niftars. All of the Shvuas D'Rabbanans that we'll talk about, Shvuas HaShutfin and Shvuas HaRisin, later on in the Masechta, those are all Shvuas Nishpa V'Notels. You swear and you take. That's the difference between Shvuas D'Raisas and Shvuas D'Rabbanans that Bezdin inflicts. That's Nishpa V'Notel and Nishpa V'Nitta. There is one other Shvua, which we'll talk about also later on the Masechta, and that is called Shvuas Hesis, which is a different category of Shvua. That's a Nishpa V'Niftar, but it's D'Rabbanan. Some suggest it wasn't even around in the times of the Tanoim, because Rav Nachman said Shvuas Hesis. It's a big question in the Rishonim. Did Rav Nachman come up with this? He was an Amora. There was no such thing as Shvuas Hesis beforehand. So again, we'll come to that as we get to it in the Masechta. So the Rama mentions later on in Perek Aleph. Okay, so as we get to the Shvuas, you have the three, four Shvuas Mid Oraisa that a person could take outside of court, and then you have the three Shvuas Oraisas that a person takes in court. Okay, now we're ready, almost ready to start the Masechta. Just two other points of introduction. We'll wait for the introduction until we start the Mishnah at this point. There is the Sharmus Yonah Balacha quotes a number of Kabbalistic sources. I'm not exactly sure what the connection is. That there is a skula for Yiridas Geshamim by learning Masechta Shavuos. I don't exactly know why that is, but he quotes from the Sefer Hamidos, the Liman Masechta Shavuos, Mesugal Yiridas Geshamim, the Arches Chaim, others. Not exactly sure why that is. What is the connection? Maybe some of you will email me. But any ideas? But Masechta Shavuos, Yiridas Geshamim, I'm not sure. Okay, but just to mention it. Let's begin. Shavuos. Shavuos Shtayim Shehen Arba. Shavuos Shtayim Shehen Arba. There are two Shavuos that are really four. What is this talking about? This is talking about the first Shvuah that we just mentioned, the first out of the seven that we just mentioned, Shvuah's Bitui. Right, Rashi on top says, B'Shvuah's Bitui Svasayim. We're talking about Bitui Svasayim. There are two types of Shvuah's Bitui that really translated to four. As I mentioned, the Gemara is going to say, what are Shvuah's Bitui's? Those are, I swear I will eat a cookie. I swear I won't eat a cookie. I swear I ate a cookie. I swear I didn't eat a cookie. That's the two that are four, right there. Two future, one future, one past, positive and negative. All of those are the Shvuah's Bitui's, right? That is based on the Psukim in Parshas VaYikra, which we'll read in a minute. Shvuah's Bitui, Shtayim Shehein Arba. Why is it called Shvuah's Bitui? The Meiri here says that it's called Bitui because it's the only one that really has no, I mean, it's similar to a Shvuah Shav in that sense, but there's no external force that's making you swear. Shvuah's Pikadon, somebody is making me swear. Somebody's claiming something. Shvuah's Ha'edus, somebody wants me to testify for them. Bitui is purely levatei svatayim. It's an expression of my lips. There's nothing making me swear. I do it myself. That's why it's called Shvuah's Bitui. It's just a Shvuah of expression. So Shvuah's Shtayim Shein Arba. So Shvuah's Bitui are two that are really four. Yedios HaTuma, Shtayim Shehein Arba. Knowledge of Tuma. So what does that mean? As we'll see in the later in the Mishnah. Cases of Tuma, I become Tamei and I walk into the base of Megdash. I become Tamei and I eat a carbon. It's an Isidar Isa. Right? Knisa LeMegdash and Achilas Kachem when I'm Tamei. So we'll see that those are called cases of Yedio Satuma. I knew I was Tamei. Yedia. I had a Yedia, I was Tamei. I forgot and I ate a carbon. Right? My 9-year-old this morning. He woke up, he came into my room, he's like, uh-oh. I said, what? He says, I had a piece of a donut that it's a fast day. I said, it's okay, so now continue fasting. Okay, but Yedia. He had a Yedia beforehand, and then he forgot. And he knew it was. That's Yedios HaTuma, cases where there's a Yedia regarding Tuma, which we'll talk about the details of what that means. Shtayim Shein Arba, there are two cases that really translate into four. As we'll see, the cases are going into the Beis HaMikdash and eating something that is holy. Rashi says, Yedias HaTuma, you see it? Chiyuv Karban Olav Yored, which we'll get to in a second. Machmas Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav, Aksuva Eitzel Shuah's Bitui, that's written right next to Shuah's Bitui. V'alfina Bepirkin, Shein Akasa Medaber, Ella Betumas Mikdash Vekadashav, Shein Nichnas Beshogeg Lemikdash, Acher Tumazu, O Achal Basar Kodesh. We'll see, the cases being discussed are cases where you ate a Karban Betuma, or you ate, or you went into the base of Mikdash Betuma. As we will see, those are the only cases of kares. If I'm tahar and I ate a carbon tameh, that's not kares. Only if the person is tameh. If the person is tameh and he eats a carbon, if the person is tameh and it goes to the base of Megdash. So that's the cases that we'll discuss. Shtayim Shehein Arba. Okay. Weiter. Yitzias. Why are all these here? Because they're all cases of Shtayim Shehein Arba, even though they don't have to do with Shvuah. The first one has to do with the Shvuah. But that's why all these other ones are here. Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shehein Arba. Yitzias HaShabbos, the Malacha of Chutzah on Shabbos, is Shtayim Shehein Arba, is two that are really four. Those of you who learned the first Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos are familiar with this one. Shtayim Shehein Arba, what are the cases? Chutzah. There's an issue, the Malacha number 39 on Shabbos is the Malacha of Chutzah. Somebody standing, transfer from Rosh Hashanah Rabim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid or vice versa. So what are the Shtayim Shehein Arba? You could be going in and you could be going out. And you could be pushing and you could be pulling. In other words, let's say the Mishnah says the case of the Baal HaBayis is inside and the Ani is outside. He wants some staka outside. So the Baal HaBayis could give something to the Ani. The Baal HaBayis was violated. He could take something from the Ani. The Baal HaBayis violated. Those are both the Malacha of Hotzah. Hotzah and Hachnasa. The Ani could take something from the Baal HaBayis. That's Hotzah. He could put something into the Baal HaBayis' hand. That is Hachnasa. So all four of those are Daraisa. If each party does the entire Malacha. Those are Shtayim. There's two for each person standing. Shein Arba, that translated to four. That's also the Malacha of Hotzah. We'll get back to that by the Shabbat soon. Let's just finish first. Maros Negaim Shnayim Shehein Arba. Maros Negaim. There are different types. Right, sometimes we drown in being Mavr Sedra, in Pashas Tazri and Mitzora, all the different types of Negat Saras, but it's a whole Masecha about it, Masecha's Negaim. It's all about Negat Saras. So as we'll see, there are two major types of Negaim that really translate into four. There are two others that are toldos of the major types of spotting of Saras. So these are the four titles of the Masechta. We have Shvuas, we have Tuma, we have Yitzias HaShabbos, and we have Negaim. What is interesting is that for the rest of the Mishnah here, see, it's a big fat Mishnah, it goes the whole block. We're only doing a Mishnah today. Right? The whole Mishnah is all about Yediyas HaTumah. Yediyas HaTumah. Because why do we pick that one first? So we'll have to see in the Gemara. But that's the first one that is discussed, and we'll get back to Shavuos. A lot of these, the beginning Masechtas are all about the Tumah and the Tzara'as. We'll get to Be'ez Hashem in the second parak. Shavuos, Shtayim Shein Arba. Right? We're going to have to wait to discuss Shavuos to Daf Yutes. Almost 20 blot. To get back to the first line, to talk about Shavuos. The first blot is, the third parak, I'm sorry. The third parak talks about the first two parakim are all about a lot of the other context. Okay, a couple of points on what we just read. Tosfos asks about the order of the Mishnah. Tosfos asks about the order of the Mishnah. So if you look in Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, as we know, is all about the beginning of learning about the Karbanos. So first, we have Parak Aleph and Vayikra is very orderly. You focus on it. Perek Aleph is all of Karban Ola. Perek Beis is Karban Mincha. Perek Gimel is Karban Shlamim. And Perek Dalet is Karban Chatas. We get into Chatas. And after that, towards the end, we have a unique type of Karban Chatas. That's what we're going to focus on right now. Beginning of Perek Hay. Beginning of Perek Hay, we have a Karban Chatas called an Ola V'Yored. Ola V'Yored means it goes up and down depending on your tax bracket. That depends which type of carbon you have to bring. If you're very rich, you got to bring a cow. If you're not so rich, you bring a burn. If you're really poor, you bring flour. That's called the carbon olav yorin. Most carbonos, you have to bring whatever you're obligated to. And if you don't have enough money, you got to wait till you get enough money and bring it. But once in a while, not too many, there are here, I think, five events that occur that you could bring a carbon olav yorin. What are those? Number one, v'nefesh kisachda v'shamal kol olav v'ohu eid ora yada. What we call Shavuos HaEdus. Shavuos HaEdus brings, if somebody swears that they know Edus, that's what we said before, Shavuos HaEdus brings a carbon olav yorin. Number two, o nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tamei. If somebody, right, o benivlas achai tamei, if somebody becomes tamei, and then they go into the base of Migdash, or they eat carbon. Our case. Number two is called Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Making the Beis HaMikdash Tameh, or it's Kadshim Tameh. That's number two. So all of the Yorid is Shavuos HaEdus, and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. And number three, O Nefesh Ki L'Shishava Lavati B'Svatayim. There it is, Shavuos Bitui. Shavuos Bitui is number three, Lahara Ulheitiv. V'haya Ki Hashem La'achas Me'ela V'Svadav Yidu Vidui, and you bring your Karban Chadas. If you don't have enough money for a seh, I'm sorry, you don't bring a cow, you bring a seh. If you don't have enough money for a seh, you bring the birds. If you don't have enough money for the birds, so then you bring the Asiris Ha'efa. But that's Karban Olav Yorid. It's only three, right? Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav is two, and Shavuos Bitui is two. That's how you get five. But those are the three. Somebody asked you on the street this afternoon, what are the Olav Yorids? Right? The Olav Yorids in Parshas Vayikra are Shavuos Edus, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, and Shavuos Bitui. That's the order in the Torah. So Tosfos just asks, why is Tumah second in the Masechta? Right, if you look in the Parsha, Shavuos Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav is before Shavuos Bitui. Right, so it's this question: Why is it not written in the order of the Torah Shebichsav? Right, that is fourth line of Tosfos. V'im Tomar Amaylo Tani Yedias Bereisha Tahabekroksiv. So Tosfos answers what you probably would have answered: What's the Masechta going to be called? Masechta Tumah. Masechta Shavuos. Shavuos is the Iker of the Masechta. You start with the Iker of the Masechta, right? The Iker of Masechta, they say the Yeshua's Kai. There's a lot of connections the Achronim discuss. Shavuos is really connected to Makkos. Shavuos and Makkos go together with Sanhedrin. It's all brought out from that Masechta. So that's why it starts with Shavuos, because that's the Iker part of the Masechta. Then it lists off all the Shtayim Shein Arbas. And then it explains some of the other Shtayim Shein Arbas. And then it goes back to Shavuos. But that's why the order is what it is. Number two, just another point, we'll leave that point for now. Let's discuss the next line of the Mishnah, Hotzah. So you see, it's a Shayim Shein Shein Arba. I hope to give a separate shiur. I just have to be able to, as things get settled in camp, one of the Daf Be'in Shiurim at some point will give, related to the Malacha of Hotzah. Because there is a very fascinating Baal HaMor in Masechta Shabbos, where the Baal HaMor says, because I'm Daf Tzadik Vavar, so, that we know there are really two types of Hotzahs. There's Hotzah on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and vice versa. But there's also a malacha called Mavr Dalan Amos Rosh Hashanah. Carrying an item for Amos in Rosh Hashanah itself, not going from Rosh Hashanah private to public, within Rosh Hashanah, carrying without an air of Dalan Amos Rosh Hashanah. So that poshtus, that's Mavir. What does that have to do with Hotzah? But the Baal Amor has a formulation that Ma'avir is a form of Hotza'ah. Because really, it's not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Misach HaShavah that lists off the 39 Malachas. Ma'avir is not on the list. Only Hotza'ah is on the list. So where's Ma'avir? Ah, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But where is it in the Mishnah? So the Baal Amor has the suggestion that really it's a form of Hotza'ah. Because every person has Dal and Amos that is considered their Rishus. We know even on a Durabanan level, there's something called the Kinyan Dalat Amos. First paragraph of Metzia. If something is in my Rishus, and I look at it, I'm like, okay, I'm Kona that watch on the floor, and somebody else comes in and grabs it, means Durabanan, he can't grab it. Because Chazal made this idea of Kinyan Dalat Amos. Something's in Dalat Amos, so it's in my Rishus. So that's patterned after this Baal Amor's idea, that really everybody has Dalat Amos. So when you carry outside of your Rishus for Amos, that's a form of Hotza'ah. Why is that important? We'll see. Could you get Malkus for Ma'avir Dalat Amos? You don't get Malkus, you get Skila. But are you Chayiv? So that's a big discussion about do you get Malkus and punishments for Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? So hopefully we'll have a shir on that at some point when things settle down a little bit. But I'd like to talk about now what Tosva says here. You got to do the Tosva. Tosva says, then we'll continue the Mishnah. Tosfos asks, in Tosfos, third Tosfos, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shayim Shein Arba. This Tosfos also appears in the first daf in Masech HaShabbos. But Gemara Farsh Daim Hotza, the Ani of the Balabayas, as we said, two Malachas of Hotza, the Ani and the Balabayas. The Ani is standing outside, the Balabayas is standing inside. Shein Arba, Hachnosa, the Ani of the Balabayas. Vitema, ask Tosfos, Amai Chashiv, the Ani of the Balabayas, Patarti. The Mali Ani, Mali Balabayas. What do you mean there are two that are four? It's the exact same case. A person see on the inside, a person see on the outside. You pull, you push. That's not Shtayim Shein Arba, but that's two cases. Either you're inside or you're outside. What do you mean that's two that are four? In all the other cases, a Shua's Bitui, you know, let's say there's a difference of all four cases. I will, I won't, I did, I didn't. So those are four different cases. But here, so what? Person see on the inside, person see on the out. They're both the same exact case. It's Tosas, why is that two that are four? So Tosfos gives two answers. First answer, Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar, d'yisrach lemis ninu. No, you have to say all four cases. Mishum d'kosaka daitach, you might have had a havamina. D'lo havi derech hotza'a, ela kish'ome b'rishos ha'yachid, v'notal peiros v'yasal b'rishos ha'rabim. You might have thought Tosfos' answer is that there's a normal form of hotza'a and there's a less normal form. You might have thought that normally, what's hotza'a? You take something out, because you're in your house and you walk outside. That's derech. But taking something in, maybe that's not derech hotza'ah. Maybe that's not called the bachav hotza'ah. Maybe achnas is not hotza'ah. You wouldn't have thought that. Okay? That's one havamina. But the second answer of Tosfos, maybe Tosfos and the first answer even means the second answer, and that is a fundamental principle that you might have seen. Tosfos quotes it on Daf Beis and Shabbos. He quotes it on Daf Tzadik Vav and Shabbos. Other Rishonim quote it. Got to underline this one. But the eighth wide line of Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam of Faresh. The Hotza'a Milacha Geruahi. There it is. Hotza'a is an inferior, weak Malacha. What does that mean? Why is Hotza'a worse than any other Malacha? Demali Emotzi Mirshas Yachid, Mirshas Yachid, Umali Lushas Rabim. Tosa says, if you think about it, Hotza'a is the only Malacha that you don't really accomplish anything. But every other Malacha, you cooked, you cleaned, you cut, you accomplished something. By Hotza, what'd you do? You move this from here to here. Okay, big deal. You didn't do anything. You can move it back. It's the only malacha that you don't accomplish. It's inferior. It's malacha gerua. So says Tosfos, that's why it's a very defensive malacha. You know, it's never sure of itself. So that's why you have to say every case of Hotza, because you might have thought it's such a weak malacha. It's not going to be chayiv. L'kachos uch l'fayish kolen yon adani da'ashir. V'teda, says Tosfos, I'll prove it to you. The Gemara in Shabbos on the Tzadik Vav feels the need to quote a separate pasuk to teach me the malacha of Hotza'ah. Ask Tosfos there in the Tzadik Vav. The pasuk says, Lo sasa ko malacha. For 38 malachas, it's good enough just to say, Lo sasa ko malacha, in the Aseret HaDibros. Hotza'ah, the Gemara asks, we're heading on the malacha of Hotza'ah. And the Gemara has to quote a separate pasuk. What does it quote a separate pasuk for? It's malacha Shabbos. Ah, says Tosfos, because Hotza'ah is a malacha geruahi. It's a weak, inferior malacha. You don't accomplish anything. You just move from place A to place B. So Tosfos says, Ulashar abos lo b'ina kra. You don't need a pasuk for the others. Ela mechayvinon kol dahavi b'mishkan. V'hotza ha'iz b'mishkan. The other malachas, you just need it. Once you have the pasuk by Hotza, that it's megala that it is a malacha. Right? You find, it's fascinating also, in Masechta Shabbos, in Maseches Eiruvin. Do you know how much screen time the Malacha of Hotzah gets? More than any other Malacha. It could be, I would say, in the top five topics in Shas. Think about it. What other topic in Shas gets more press? What other topic in Shas gets like half a Masechta? Hotzah, one little Malacha, gets Maseches Eiruvin, Hotzah. Okay, Pigel gets a lot. We'll see next year, Beth Hashem and Zvachim. Zvachim and Nachas. Pigel gets a lot of airtime, as we'll see. But Hotzah, so it gets tremendous amount of time. But it could be part of it, because it's a Malacha Geruah. So every little detail has to be fleshed out, because you wouldn't have thought it's a Malacha. Right, every food gets what shear you have to carry out. All these prakim and Maseches Shabbos. You have any Halacha L'maaseh ramifications? That's a Malacha Geruah? So the Chai Adam, I don't have it here, but if you look in the Chai Adam quotes, there is no concept of Maisa Shabbos by Hotzah. We know by every other Malacha, if a Jew does a Malacha on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to get benefit from it. Let's say a Jew cooks for me on Shabbos. I can't get benefit from it. If he does it amazing, maybe even after Shabbos. But there are different rules and regulations for the concept of Maisa Shabbos. If a guy does a Malacha, am I allowed to get benefit? If a Jew does a Malacha, all different rules. On Shabbos, after Shabbos, that principle does not apply to Hotzah. If somebody carried something out for me on Shabbos, I'm allowed to use it. Why? Right. Let's say a Jew carried a knife for a bris milah without an Erev through the street. Malacha daraisa. So says the Chai Adam, Hotzah malacha geruwa. And therefore there's no kinds of maisa Shabbos as mutter. That's an halachah maisa ramification for Hotzah. But anyway, that's what Tosa says right here. Okay, here we go. Let's go weiter. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Third line. Right, we did a half an hour, three lines, pretty good. Baruch Hashem. Es sheyesh ba yediyah. Now we're going to get into, as we said, we're going to analyze for the rest of the day the second of the four that were mentioned. Yediyah satuma. So what does that mean? The Mishnah is going to tell us that when is somebody chayah for eating a karbon when he's tameh or going into the Beis Hamikdash when he's tameh? Only if he had prior knowledge. If he knew he was tameh, he forgot, he ate or went in, and then he realized, oyvei, I was tameh. That's the ideal, not in a good way, the ideal case, the ultimate case of being chayiv. If you never knew about it, if you never found out about it, that's not the regular case of Shtayim Shein Arba, as we'll see. Esheyesh bo yediyah b'tchila v'yediyah b'sof. If somebody knew about it before and at the end, after he did the Aveira, the Helam bein Tayim, and there was a disappearance, meaning of the knowledge in between, Zat hareze oba olav yori. That's the case in Vayikra that we read before. That's the olav yori. That's the tumas mikdash for kadashav. That's chayv in olav yori. Remember olav yori? Shuas seidus, tumas mikdash for kadashav, and shuas bitui. Right, but tumas mikdash for kadashav. What's the case in the Torah in Vayikra? That's where you have a yediyah batchila and yediyah basof, and you forgot in the middle. But yesh ba yediyah batchila ve'ein ba yediyah basof. Let's say you knew about it, but you never found out afterwards. You ate it. You knew you were tamei. Then you ate the carb. You forgot. You ate the carbon, and you never realized again that's what happened. So, do you never ever get kapara because you really chayiv in olav yored and you can never bring it? No, that's a different. There's a different kapara mechanism there. Seir hanaseh b'fnim, the seir on Yom Kippur that is done inside. Right, almost all karbanos are done outside in the azara on the mizbeach achitzon, on the big mizbeach. You have a few karbanas here and there, not too many. On Yom Kippur you have, where it's done inside. What does that mean? You take the blood, and instead of sprinkling it on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, you sprinkle it either on the paroches, that's some karbanos, in the Kodesh Kadash on the paroches, towards the paroches, or on the Mizbeach HaZahav, on the inside. So that's what it says here. Seir HaNaseh B'fnim. The seir that's done inside. Rashi notes there are three goats that are brought on Yom Kippur. Right? One, the famous one is thrown off the cliff. That's the seir LaZazel. Another one is the seer that's done, the avodah is done inside, right, the bifnim, the blood sprinkled inside, and then the regular seer of the musaf of Yom Kippur. That's a regular carbon that's brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. That's why the Mishnah specifies here the seer of Yom Kippur that's brought inside. Seer nasa bifnim. If Soloveitchik was fond of saying, I could just read that Rashi just now, the three seer of Yom Kippur. If Soloveitchik was so familiar with the avodah of Yom Kippur, he knew every detail in and out, that he said, he was a Levi, so he couldn't do it. But he said, if the Kohen Gadol ever had a stop in the middle, and he couldn't continue, I'd be able to go and continue the Avodah from wherever he was up to. That's what the Rav said. He loved it. It was his favorite day of the year, Yom Kippur. It was like such an unbelievable, the awesome nature of the Kapara elements. So we could say, okay, Rashi had the three seerim of Yom Kippur, but he mamish knew the order, when do you bring the dam in and the dam out, and you leave it, But that's halavai, what we have to strive to. Anyway, so if you never have a yediyah, so the seir hanaseh bifnim, and of Yom HaKippur, and Yom Kippur itself, tole, achi yivadalo, so that the seir of Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, that protects him in the interim until he ever finds out about it. He's not going to get punished. Achi yivadalo, until he knows about it, the yavi bol of yorid. And then he'll bring a korban ol of yorid once he finds out about it. But again, ol of yorid is yediyah, helam, yediyah. You even need, as Rashi points out here, even shogeg needs kapara. This was a shogeg. Even though it was a shogeg, see the last medium line in Rashi? Shekol ha-shogegin srichan kapara l'kisheyedu. Once you realize you did it for shogeg, so hopefully at the end of this time we'll come back to that idea about requiring kapara if you don't have a b'shogeg. Oh, we just had a whole mesechta, the second parak of Mesechas Makas. Right, you got to run to near Miklat. B'shogeg! You killed b'shogeg! You still require a kapara. Even they did it by accident. I carve low, so you don't. But shogeg, regular shogeg, you need a kapara. So we'll hopefully we'll get back to that. Continue. But ain ba yediyah batchila vayesh ba yediyah basof. What if there was no yediyah batchila at the end? Meaning you ate a carbon, and then somebody at the end tells you, you know what? You were tummy when you ate that carbon because you walked on that road over there. There was a dead body buried on that road, right? You walked on that road there, so you never had a yediyah beforehand. So that also is not an ol of yored, right? Seir hanase bachutz, the seir on Yom Kippur that's on the outside. V'yom HaKippur mechaper, that's mechaper shenemar milvad chatas HaKippurim. Al shmal sheze mechaper ze mechaper. Regarding what this is mechaper, the pasuk compares the seir that's done inside, the seir that's done outside. So the Chazal darshin that they both are mechaper on tumas mikdash. Ma pnimi ein mechaper el al davar sheish ba yediyah. The inner one is mechaper on something that had a yediyah at the beginning. So to the outer one is mechaper on something that has the yediyah at the end. Meaning, but so the seirim on Yom Kippur, each are mechaper, for if a case where there is a yediyah. Ol v'yored is where there's two yediyahs, at the beginning and at the end. Yeah.
If you know at the end, what does it matter whether you, at that point,
whether
you knew it at the beginning?
So it's a lundish question. But the facts are that the ol of a yored carbon in the Torah is referring to a case where you knew about it, you forgot it, you knew about it. It could be because if you knew about it beforehand, that's more of a shogeg. How do you forget? Maybe it's more of a shogeg, more it's your fault, more like a pshia. You knew you were tamei. The other guy, this last case, if there was no idea at the beginning, he never knew. So you could say he's less at fault. Less at fault, but here if you knew about it, then you forgot it, so you're more at fault. That's why that's the carbon of Olav Yorid. So remember, it's a chatas. It's a carbon chatas you have to bring. Chatas is always associated with an aveira. Okay, weiter. Five lines to the bottom. V'al she'ein ba yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo basof. And on cases, what if it's a case where you never knew, you never found out? Let's say, it's totally, only Hashem knows. So, Si'irei haragalim, v'si'irei reshachadashim mechaprin. The Rebbe Yehuda says, the goats, the si'ir that's brought for the musaf on Yantif and on Rosh Chodesh, that brings kapara. Right? So when that's a carbon sibor, but when it's brought by the Kohanim, every Rosh Chodesh, every Yantif, they have kavana that this is mechaper for anyone in Klal Yisrael who was tamei, who walked into the Beis HaMikdash by mistake, who ate a carbon by mistake, and they never knew about it, and they're never going to find out about it. They still get kapara, right? Achamei of Esrim, we're going to go up to Shemayim, we're going to have a whole list of Averis that we never even knew about. We got kapara. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Si'iri regola mechaperin, avalo si'iri resha chadashim. No, the seir of the regel is mechaper for this, but not the seir of Rosh Chodesh. V'yamah seir Rosh Chodesh mechaperin. The seir of Rosh Chodesh, what is that mechaper for? Al ha-tohar she'achal es ha-tameh. The opposite case. If somebody who's tohar ate a tameh carbon, that's also an aveira. That's not kares. Kares is only if the goof is tummy, the person is tummy. But if the person, if a Kohen tar, right, if there's a tummy carbon, you have to burn it. But if instead of burning it, he ate it, it's an aveira, but if he didn't know about it, so that is what the seer of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for that, according to Reb Shimon. Rebbe Meir Omer, right, third opinion, we had Rebbe Yehuda, Reb Shimon, now Rebbe Meir Omer, ko ha-seirin kaparasan shave, al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. No, Rameir says all the seirim are equal. All the seirim, all the seir, Rameir says, Rashi explains on the second Rashi, all the musafin, all the goats that are brought for the carbon musaf, whether it's brought on the outside one on Yom Kippur, regel, Rosh Chodesh, right, so he has on the Yom Kippur one. The first opinion of the Mishnah said Rosh Chodesh and Yontif. Second opinion said that it's the Yontif one. And the third opinion, Rabbi Meir says, all the goats are equal. All the Seirim that are Nase Bachutz are all Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha. They're all. They all cover each other. They're all a team. They all cover each other. Okay. Hi, Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, where do they know this from? How do they know which carbons? It's Darsh Beis Amsukim. Darsh Beis Amsukim. Hi, Reb Shimon Omer. Sire Resh Lechadasha Mechaprin. So Reb Shimon was which opinion? He was the second opinion that we just quoted. So we're going to say it again. Sire Resh Lechadasha Mechaprin ala Tarshach ala Zatamei. Vishal Regala Mechaprin al She'en Bo Yediya Lo Betchila Velo Basof. Right, that's what we just said. The Mishnah reiterates it because we're about to have a comment towards him. Right, that we just know exactly. Well, this is just a repeat. We're just about to have a conversation. Shreb Shimon says the seir of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on a tar that ate a tamei karban, and the yontif seirim are mechaper on tumas mikdash v'kadashav, meaning if you have no knowledge at all. V'shel yom kippur mechaper al she'ein b'yadiyah b'tchila, but yesh b'yadiyah b'sof, as we said before. The yom kippur karban is mechaper if you never knew about it beforehand, but you do know about it now. Says the Gemara, Amru lo ma'o she'ikiru zeh b'zeh. They asked Reb Shimon, are you allowed to switch? Meaning, Rashi explains, what if you have a carbon that's going to be used for Rosh Chodesh, and then it got lost? It got lost. So you bring a different carbon instead. And then you find the first carbon. Are you allowed to use this carbon that was going to be used for the seer of Rosh Chodesh for the seer of Yontif? Right? Are you allowed to mix and match? So Amalan Yigravu, he says, yeah, sure. Amrullah, they said to him, 1 minute. But you just said that they're each mechaper for a different Avera. So if they're each mechaper for a different Avera, and you already designated this carbon for this, for Rosh Chodesh, how can you say that it's going to be used for Yontif? So Amrullah, he says, no. Kulan ba'in lechaper al Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav. Nah, they're all mechaper in general terms for Tumas Mikdash. You're right, Summer. Before, no Yediyah, yes Yediyah, before, after. Those are details. So Reb Shimon has a middle type of shita. You have to know what's the lumdus of this conversation here. Reb Shimon says they're all mechaper for something separate. They say, oh, could you mix and match? He says yes. But what do you mean? You just said they're mechaper for something separate. You don't hold like Rabbi Meir. A Meir said, call Siyam Kaparas and Shava. You said they're all separate. He said, no, but the evidence in a general sense, they're all separate. So they're separate, but they're all in a larger category. So what exactly does that mean? So who asked this question? Where's this question? Tosas already asked this question. Where's the Tosas? You can look all on this daf. It's not there. Tosas, this Tosas is printed. Exactly why it's printed there. It's printed on Daf Yud. Go to Daf Yud for a minute. Daf Yud, the bottom Tosas and Daf Yud and Aleph. Right, because the Gemara, it's printed there. I know why it's printed there, because that's where the Gemara discusses this conversation. But you see on the bottom Tosas and Aman Aleph, Maushi Yikrivu Zebazeh. So those who discusses this. Mashi Yigru Zebazeh. Shall Rosh Chodesh. So what's the Shaila? Could you use the Rosh Chodesh one for the Yontif one? Could the Yontif one for the Rosh Chodesh one? So Tosfos is bothered by what's the Svar for this? But he asked it in a little different way. Tosfos said, Shall Rosh Chodesh Zeb Rosh Chodesh Acher, or Shall Regal Zeb Regal Acher Nicha Lakulu. So it's Mashmer from the Mishnah that the only question is, could you use a Yontif one for Rosh Chodesh? Could you use a Rosh Chodesh one for the Yom Kippur Bachutz one? But Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Chodesh is sure fine. Yontif to Yontif is for sure fine. That wasn't even a question. Tosfos says that seems to be an assumption of the Mishnah. So Tosfos says, why is that? You find elsewhere, you find the beginning of Zvachim and Gemara that seems to say, it doesn't apply. Once a carbon is designated for one thing, you can't use it for something else. That's what the whole Gemara is talking about. So Tosfos has the following Svara. Look at the first wide line there. Yudim and Aleph, bottom Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar. Dehacha, kivan she'ne'evad, ne'ekar hafrashaso. The second that it's lost, its designation is uprooted. V'akar shahufrash bimkomo, kiper alavira shahayelo lazelachaper. And once it was designated, and there was another one designated in its place, then the substitute took its place and was machaper on all averas up until that point. So once you find, so the designation is uprooted, and really the purpose of what it's supposed to do, there's no purpose anymore, because all averas have already been wiped out by its substitute. Ukishayava Rosh Chodesh, Takal Olaf Hafrashal Averish Avri Kodam Lachain. But once you find it, there's like an automatic re-hafrasha, a redesignation for Averis since the substitute was brought until now. Says Tosfos, what's Reb Shimon Shita here? Reb Shimon says it's designated. Once though it's lost, it's in a limbo period. It's limbo. It's no longer has its kapara power because its substitute is going to do it. The second that it's found, it could be redesignated for the next carbon, no matter what it is. But it goes into a state of limbo once it's lost, and it could come back. That's Tosfos Svara for what Reb Shimon says here. A lot of Achronim discuss that. You can look, the Chazon Yecheskel and others discuss the Svara for that, but that is what Tosfos says here. Okay? So let us continue. So we're about to have a very similar conversation, the next 10 lines, but instead of you'll see there's a slight difference, but it's basically the same conversation. Reb Shimon Yehuda, Omer Mishmo, Reb Shimon Yehuda said in the name of Reb Shimon as follows. Seirei Reshe Chadashim, we're back on Daf Beis now. Back in the Mishnah. Seirei Reshe Chadashim, Mechaperin Alatar Shachal Asatame. That's what we said already. Mosif Aleihen. Now instead of saying each are separate, we're saying there are those that include the others. Most of Alei Shal Regalim. Regalim is not a separate one, but in addition, the Regalim can be Mechaper on Shemechaper Alatar Shachal Asatameh, just like the Rosh Chodesh one was, but the Regal also does that one. The Al She'en B'Yediya Lo B'Tchilav Lo B'Sof, and also on cases where there was no Yediya. Most of Alei Shal Yom HaKippurin, and the Yom Kippur one is also the Seir that's brought Bachutz on Yom Kippur, is the greatest atoning power. Shem Mechaper Alatar Shachal Asatameh, number one. All three of them do that. V'al She'en B'Yediya Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. The last two do that one. V'al She'en B'Yediya B'Tchila V'Lo Yish B'Yediya B'Sof. That one is added onto the Yom Kippur one. So again, instead of, what's the difference between version Rav Shimon number one and Rav Shimon number two? Rav Shimon number one has three karbanas, three separate kapara powers. Rav Shimon number two here says, no, Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper on this. Regalim is Mechaper on A plus B. And the Yom Kippur one is Mechaper on A, B, and C. It's more inclusive. So, Amru Lo. So now they asked him, Ma'o Shiik Ruzebazeh, what happens if one is lost? Could you switch it? Amru Lahem, hey, yeah, you can switch it. Amru Lo, Imkain Yusha Yom Kippurim, Kraven Birashi Chadashim. Find the third one can substitute for the first one, because the third one is the most inclusive. Avol Heich Shal Rashi Chadashim, Kraven Yom Kippurim. But how could the Rosh Chodesh one work for Yom Kippur? Lechaper Kapar Shein Hashalah. It's trying to be Mechaper on something that's beyond its power. So Amar Lahem, he gives the same answer. Kulan bo'en lechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadasha. No, it's all coming to be mechaper on tumas mikdash. It's all the general same category. Again, we're not going to go into it now. We don't have time. But there's a lot of halacha lemaisa issues that come up here. But hopefully we'll talk about it maybe later in these first two prakim. All about tumas mikdash. Well, does it come up bizman hazeh? Of course it does. Going on to harabais bizman hazeh. Last week, before I left, last couple of daf and makas, I mentioned about the sheet of the Raavad. The Raavad says, if you walk on the Har Bais Bezman HaZeh, you don't get Karis. That's the Raavad in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. And all the Achronim discuss, what does that mean you don't get Karis? Does that mean it's Mutter? Does that mean there's a certain element that you're allowed? Many different, a lot of Lundis, 1967, all the Poskim, Rav Zhulti, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Avadi Yosef, they all have articles from 1967 after we got back Har Bais, all about the halachas of going on to what do the soldiers do, the frum soldiers, they go to the mikvah before, and what are they allowed to wear, what are they allowed to take in, you're allowed to take in your money belt, what do you do with your wallet, very halacha l'maisa issues that come up related to Tumas Mikdash, Vikadashav. Okay. Weiter. The Alzadon. Let's finish up now. So now we spoke about just finishing out the mission with other kapara issues. The alzadon tumas mikdash v'kadashav. And what if somebody goes bemazed tumas mikdash v'kadashav? Bemazed. This is all shogig that we've been speaking about up till now. What about bemazed? Seir hanase bifnim v'yom kippur mechaprim. Right, the seir that's brought inside and yom kippur is mechaper. Right, that's the seir. Everything up until now we're talking about the seir nasa bachutz. Al shar averos. What about other averos? Sheba Torah. Hakalos vachamuros. Kalos lighter averos and more serious averos. Hazdonos vashkagos. Hoda velo hoda. If you knew about it or you didn't know about it. Asay velo saasay. Asay is that you didn't do. Lo saasay is that you violated. All of those, what's mechaper? Krisos umisas bezdin. And all of those, Chayvei Krisos and Chayvei Mises Bezdin, let's say all of those that you did without Hasra. So Bez is not going to punish you. Right? We Paskin, if somebody comes to court and says, I ate Shreif, whip me. We don't whip him. That's the principle of Ein Ada Mesa Masma Rasha. A person cannot self-incriminate themselves. Somebody comes to court and says, I was Machal Shabbos, kill me. We don't kill him. Right? Ein Ada Mesa Masma Rasha. The Rambam also says he might be a masochist. He might want to pain himself. Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. So you can't torture yourself. So what if somebody wants to do, how does he do shuvah? So what's mechaper? He feels so bad. So, seir hamishtaleach mechaper. If he feels bad and he wants to do shuvah, that's the magic of the seir hamishtaleach. The seir that's sent out the goat that's sent out on the over the rocks. That's the Sirma Shaleach. It's fascinating. I was near a place. One of my friends this summer went to. We know they know exactly generally where the Sirma Shaleach was sent off. They know the place of Masechta Yuma, the Mishnayos. So there's one place the Ish Iti goes out there, and there's one mountain that they think that's the one. Why do they think so? It's not the tallest mountain in the area. Why do they think that's the area? Because all the other mountains, it says you take them to a cliff. Right, but if you take him to a cliff, the Mishnah in Yuma describes that by the time he got to the bottom, he was ready in bones. So if you have a cliff, it's going to go, ooh, boom. It's not going to get to be bones until you get to the bottom. It's going to smash the smithereens. There's one mountain there, there's one area that it's a cliff, but there are jagged edges that stick out after you go off the cliff. So that's the case. If you throw him off this cliff, by the time he gets down, it's going to be finished. It's going to be into tiny little pieces by the time you get down. It's not a cliff. That's how they think. I forgot the name of the place. So it comes alive. You live in Eretz Yisrael. It comes alive. That's the place that they think. That's where the Shem Shalech was sent off of. Okay. All these rules work for Yisraelim, Kohanim, or even the Kohen Gadol. Ma ben Yisraelim, the Kohanim, the Kohen Mashuach. What's the difference between them? The Gemara is going to discuss. You just said they're the same. So what do you mean? What's the difference between them? So the Gemara will discuss it. Ella shahapar mechaper ala koanim al tumas biklash v'kadoshim. The par, the cow that's brought on Yom Kippur, that solves tumas biklash for the koanim. The seir does it for the Yisraelim. The par does it for the koanim. Reb Shimon also adds, kishem shadam. We'll have to see what the machlokas is between Reb Shimon and the Tanakama. Kishem shadam asar hanase befnim mechaper al Yisrael. Kach dam apar mechaper al akonim. Just like the dam of the goat is mechaper for Yisraelim, the dam of the cow is mechaper for the Kohanim. We'll talk about Hashem. It's more in Maseches Yuma. Sometimes you do sprinklings with just the dam of the seer, just the dam of the power, then you mix it up, and then you sprinkle it again, all the different rules of the avoda. Kishem sheviduyo shel seer mishaleach mechaper al Yisrael, kach viduyo shel par mechaper al akonim. So Reb Shimon says there are other differences as well. The vidui, the confession of the seer mishaleach that works for Bnei Yisrael, for Yisraelim, so to the vidui of works for the Kohanim. So we know that the tefillah that we say even nowadays, there is different kaparas, because the Kohanim are a separate entity within Klal Yisrael. The Kachaya Omer, we do that a few times. First, the Kohen Gadol does it for him and his family. Then he does it for all the Kohanim. Then he does it for all of Klal Yisrael. So you see, there's different compartment mechanisms for the different parts of Klal Yisrael. So that's what is done here. I just saw, just to end off, he says the Kapara elements, I saw in the Maoris Hadaf, it discusses here, seeing that it tells a story that we know that the 500 years ago, there was a whole Smicha controversy. Right in the 1500s, the Ma'aribe Rav, the Ma'aral Bach, the Rebbeim of the Beis Yosef, it's all controversy. They wanted to renew the Smicha. Why? Because the Rambam says, if all the Rabbanim of Bnei Yisrael get together and they're maskim to start the Smicha again, then they could do it. Right, you don't need a Beis HaMikdash, you don't need a Samach Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the Rambam Shita. They wanted to start it again. But where did it all come from? Why did they want to start the Smicha again? Because many of the Maranos, that and the hidden Jews, who violated all of these Averis in public, they wanted to give themselves Malchus. They wanted to get do tshuva. So they went, and they said, we need. So they said, okay, the first step is to get a Bezdin. Once you have a Bezdin, that's the first step to give you Malchus. We'll have to get eight, then whatever. That's the first step. So that's how it all started. They wanted to do tshuva. They wanted to figure out a way. That's like this Mishnah here. They wanted, if there's no Asura, they wanted to do tshuva. So the first step, you need a Bezdin. You definitely can't give an onus without a Bezdin. Once you have a Bezdin, then you can talk about it. You know, the Masav Asura Asura, what could a Bezdin do? Makad Vonch Shalom and Adin. So there are many cases, but that's also related to this issues. Okay, we'll stop here. And Hashem, we will continue. Let's be in touch later today, this afternoon. I'm not sure if I have the koch, I'll try to do it before the fast is over, like an hour before mincha or something, later in the day. But if not, we'll do it tonight. Let's say we'll figure out a time tonight about when to do tomorrow's daf, because it's going to be the night before we're going to try to do it. Generally 9 to 9:50 in the library, and then we'll come here from my room at 10 o'clock. That's generally when it'll be, I think. But we'll work it out. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.